Welcome back, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio, to Faith in Action. I'm still your host, Joanne Fox. I haven't gone anywhere, and I hope you haven't either. I hope you're still with us. If you're just joining us, well, welcome. We have a great program and a wonderful event that we're promoting. So again, if you're just tuning in, quick, go get a pencil, paper, pen, or your smartphone to put this in your calendar and mark Saturday, September 25th. This is an event that is sponsored by our Magnificat ministry, and that is Magnificat of Northwest Iowa. And they are going to host Father Ryan Browning. He is a priest of the Diocese of Rockford, Illinois. He is going to talk about his prayer prescription, which means that we don't have to run to Walgreens to pick up one. We can just go to that. It is an all-day event, so it goes from 8:30 to 3:30, but it is held here in Sioux City, Iowa, at the Cathedral of the Epiphany. And again, I will talk more about the specifics of that, but on the phone with me, clear from Pocahontas, Iowa, is that about an hour or so from Sioux City, Iowa, Julie?
2 hours.
Okay, we'll give it 2 hours today, and that's even though, do we go on Highway 20?
Well, we thought Highway 20 was going to be just amazing and time-saving, but it depends on which side of Sioux City you need to go into.
Ah, good point.
So not always Highway 20.
Okay, good point. And anyway, listeners, I'm sure you're probably not as interested in that as Julie and I are, but I have on the phone with me Julie Storr. She and her husband, Pat, are members of Pocahontas Resurrection of Our Lord Parish there in Pocahontas, Iowa. And we've been talking in the first segment about her faith journey and the fact that she is a convert, has joined the Catholic Church back in 1999. And this this whole Magnificat ministry that is actually worldwide, started in 1981 in Louisiana by women. That doesn't surprise me. Women tend to be a little proactive about things. And it is a ministry to them, kind of to help them to build a deeper relationship with our Lord and Savior, and even to communicate the good news of our salvation to others. And so they are having this event. They are hosting it. Julie, you mentioned, you know, how you became aware of it, but how did then you take the next step to make sure we had a chapter here in the Diocese of Sioux City?
Yeah, it takes a lot of discernment and prayer. Not only do we have to worry about, because we do need a 501(c) corporation, we have to do all the legal paperwork, but we also have to do the spiritual work as well. And our very first place to start was with approval from the bishop to even go on. So it's really it started, and it will always be just a ministry of prayer.
Okay, so. Now, I happen to know, because I have interviewed Julie numerous times in my career as a journalist, that there's a very specific moniker that's connected with the Magnificat ministry for the Diocese of Sioux City. And Julie, I would love for you to talk a little bit about that.
Okay. I hope you mean Our Lady Mary Undoer of Knots.
Yes.
Okay. When a Magnificat chapter is formed, we not only have our legal name, which is Magnificat of Northwest Iowa, but each chapter is to pick a Marian name or a name that reflects Jesus. And at that time, Pope Francis was coming in. We started in the diocese in 2015. And we just kind of watched the things that we thought would be knots or bumps in the road just kind of smooth out ahead of us. And so when we needed to choose our Marian name, Mary Undoer of Knots just seemed to fit everything that we had experienced and still do in when you go through ministry.
So there's so many, you know, Marys you could have connected with. You know, I think of Our Lady of La Salette. I think of Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Lourdes. What was Mary Undoer of Knots? What was the kind of the impetus for that one?
I think at the time, all of us that were discerning it had things going on in our lives in addition to putting, you know, watching a ministry come into bloom. And so many of those things are out of our control. But all you can really do is turn them over to God, turn them over to Mary, and let them be handled. And she just gives you the grace. She gives you the strength just to work through them, to overcome them. And pretty soon, the knots are gone. It's just amazing.
Yeah, truly it is, isn't it? And
yeah.
Listeners, we're not going to spend a lot of time on that because we do want to talk, you know, a little bit more about the specifics of what's going on with the event. So feel free to get out your smartphone or your computer and Google Mary Undoer of Knots, and then you too will learn a lot as well.
Yep.
So you initiate the chapter in 2015, and kind of share with the listeners, because again, I know of how you would bring in guest speakers, but maybe tell the listeners the format of the chapter and what typically happens.
At a meal, what typically happens is we get together, we have a prayer, we have brunch, because Jesus loved meeting and greeting people with food. So we have brunch together. Then we do some prayer petitions where everyone writes their petitions down, what they need prayed for, and we pray over those. Then we do some time of singing and some worship. Then we have the speaker. Then we're free to leave. It takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours. We're available for prayer ministry if anyone would like has a prayer need that they want us to pray with them. And there's no business meeting. There's no decisions. There's no dues. Everyone is welcome to come. You can become a spiritual member of Magnificat, and that means that you just you strive to pray for the ministry and pray for the others in the ministry.
And would you say the frequency is several times a year or monthly?
I would say the frequency is four times a year. We just meet quarterly.
Okay, quarterly. And you've had some remarkable speakers over the years.
Yes, we have.
Julie, are you maybe like the chapter coordinator?
Or, I am.
Okay. And is coordinator a good title for you in lieu of a raise?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Never thought about that. But probably, you know, chief volunteer. But it's really about the team.
Sure.
You know, the speakers that we get, the things that we do, even what we serve, it's all teamwork. You know, and every member of the team has certain responsibilities that they need to do, but it really takes all of us.
Well, absolutely, yeah, and we know that. So how was, as you said, typically these get-togethers are an hour and a half or so, but this event at the cathedral goes the entire day.
And it does.
How did you discern that this was a decision to go in this direction?
We've had a lot of people from Sioux City ask about doing something in Sioux City because generally our meals are held in Pocahontas, and what we have found with meeting in Pocahontas is a great central location for the people that come. So people come from Fort Dodge and Lamar's, clear up by Whittemore, and they'll come to Pocahontas. But with Father Browning, we knew that his schedule would be tight, that he would be flying in, and we decided just to do something a little more spacious to give people, honestly, a lot of people don't have the opportunity to see the cathedral. Just to be able to meet there and pray there would be a great gift.
Yeah, that would make sense. And again, when bringing in somebody who's coming from Rockford, Illinois, you got him here, let's use him. You know,
right.
We don't want him for an hour and then out the door. So yeah, that makes wonderful sense. And so is there a cost then to attend this event?
There is. It is $35, and it includes a light breakfast and a lunch and Father Browning's prayer booklet. You can edit that out.
Okay, yeah. Good deal. And that really is a very reasonable price because, well, you're getting food, you're getting coffee, right? Got to have the coffee. Okay.
That's right.
A little lunch. And like you said, the ability to experience the Cathedral of the Epiphany, which is the bishop's church for the Diocese of Sioux City, is just jaw-dropping. And for those of you who have never been to the cathedral, the entire lower level of the cathedral is just an absolutely wonderful area. Great for meetings, great acoustics, great sound, and the kitchen is right there, and the coffee pot is right there, too. It doesn't get much better than that. I guess, Julie, I would ask you, what prompted your team to say, I think Father Ryan Browning would be a good fit for a speaker?
Well, prayer is a topic that Magnificat is a ministry of prayer. But as we would listen to people, as we were doing events, and as we were talking with people, and people that I have met in the past who just think that prayer just kind of has become their checklist. And prayer is just, I wake up and I pray, and then I go on with my day. But prayer is actually a conversation with God, and prayer should change us. So I was talking about that with a friend in Sioux City, Father David Esquiliano, and he said, you know, Father Browning would really be good at, because he talks about the interior life and growing in prayer. So we actually started following Father Browning on social media and heard some of his homilies, because he has those online as well, and decided this would be a great opportunity. I mean, not only for us to learn how to pray, but to share this with others. And although Magnificat meals are generally women only, but our opportunity with Father Brian or Father Ryan allows us to make this open to the day, that we can invite women and men, we can make a retreat day of it, because we don't want to keep this information to ourselves.
Oh, I think that's a wonderful gesture. So, men, if you're listening to this, you had best run to the other room and get a piece of paper and pencil and a pen and jot this down, because typically, as Julie said, Magnificat is a ministry within the church to help women to build their relationship with God. And so what a great opportunity and a great outreach to have this experience open for men as well, who certainly would benefit from prayer prescription as any of us would. So I guess if I'm a listener and I'm so motivated to think to myself, this would be something I would like to attend. And listeners, I want to remind you, we do broadcast into the Archdiocese of Omaha and the Diocese of Sioux Falls. So this might be an opportunity for you folks as well to run and get paper, pen, pencil, smartphone, and put in time, date, place, and cost, because this is open to everyone. So I'm listening and I think to myself, I want more on this. And I guess I really want to get a ticket. How would I go about doing that, Julie?
Well, it's easy. You can go to magnificat-iowa.com.
Oh, that's easy peasy.
Yep.
Magnificat-iowa.com?
Correct.
Okay, got it. So, listeners, again, magnificat-iowa.com. That's where tickets are. And it all can be done online. Now, of course, we all know in our lives that circumstances can change in a minute, if not 30 seconds. Would it be possible for somebody to walk in the door that day or not?
You know, what we learn in ministry is you never turn anyone away. On the other hand, we also do need to get our numbers to the caterer.
Sure.
So any heads up is appreciated, but if somebody honestly doesn't know until the last minute, we'll make it work.
Okay. As they always do, anytime. But I totally understand, having been involved in numerous events over my many years on this earth, that you don't want to not have enough food for
right.
somebody, and especially not enough coffee. So anyway, listeners, I am so glad that you have tuned in today to listen to all this information on this wonderful ministry, the Magnificat Ministry, and their special event that's coming up Saturday, September 25th, and that is at the Cathedral of the Epiphany here in Sioux City, Iowa. It runs the entire day, 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and it features Father Ryan Browning, who is a priest of the Diocese of Rockford, Illinois. And so hopefully you will have that day open and take time out to enhance your prayer life. Julie, thank you so much for joining me on the show. And listeners, stay tuned, because we have an interview with Father Ryan Browning in the second half of the program. But again, Julie, thanks so much for sharing your story and the details on the Magnificat Ministry. I am so grateful.
Thank you for having me, Joanne. I appreciate it.
All right, listeners, we're going to take a little short break to give a shout out to our underwriters, our supporters, and do some public service announcements. So please stay tuned to Faith in Action. We will be right back.